Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Turn to somebody and say, it does make a difference to know him. Okay, if you have your Bibles, let's get ready to go to work tonight. I started last week and stopped. Have you ever done that? You start and stop. Yes, that's part of life. Starting and stopping. Okay? Tonight, I want us to pick up where we left off. I shared with you last Wednesday that I had a phone call prior to Wednesday, like on a Tuesday, that my mother, who is still here, I don't mean here, but there. Hello. 91 years of age, still living for the Lord. You know, that says a lot, doesn't it? When those individuals who are climbing the ladder, I don't know, that old song we used to sing, Jacob's Ladder, I've looked for it all my life. I've never seen it. But they, I mean, remember, for those, yes? We sang that years ago. You know, we're climbing Jacob's ladder and all of that. So she's climbing and so are you. Okay, each and every one of us are climbing. And she said, I have a concern. If you remember last Wednesday night, she said, I have a concern. And I said, what is that? And she said, my concern is that all of my children and loved ones are ready to meet the Lord. You know that that's the most important thing, right? That's the most important thing is that you and I are ready to meet the Lord. And people, we get the privilege to ask, are you ready? Okay? Are you ready? God's going to give us some insight from his word on how we can be ready and be. Does that make sense? God wants us to give away what he gave to us. So tonight we're going to find out how to be ready. You ready? You are, right? Experience where God was merciful to you. God's mercy touched you. Okay? When God's mercy, okay, don't roll it and put it in a stockpile somewhere. What God, someday I want to talk on this story that I shared with the students on a very short day on the power of forgiveness of what a young lady did. How many know that when you've been forgiven, you give to others? You can't put that in a stockpile. You've got to give that away to other people. Yes? Outside these walls. People who need God's mercy. If you would like to follow along in God's word, we're going to give you some scriptures tonight about walking in mercy. If you will return to the Lord, how many know that's real important? Okay? How many didn't care for math when you were in school? It's okay. It's all right. His word says if you will return to the Lord and brothers and children, watch this, will not turn his face away from you. If you return, okay? So people know it's okay to come back. Yes? To walk with God who really would like to know they can come back. You know what they're looking for? That, okay? Distribute mercy to others. You know why? It will verse on mercy. Psalm 86, verse 5, for you, Lord, are good and love forgiveness. He's ready to do it at all times. Isn't that incredible? You understand links? You can link God's mercy to forgiveness. Remember that song? Okay, go ahead and date yourself. I'm all out of love. Well, God's not out. I'm done. I showed it last week. I'm not showing it this week. On a half day where there's only like an hour in our school when students are with us, situation on a person, how many know that's not a good day? Okay, you can put together what paraphernalia means. But I met him halfway. How many know that God will meet you more than halfway? Again, everybody use the word mercy. Guess what they're looking for out there? We got to do for them what God's done for us. Show mercy. Okay? Okay? How many know God's not stingy? And we are job. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive. What comes back? Mercy. When you keep it, guess what diminishes? All right? In a moment, we're going to activate ourselves, correct? Because you're going to, you know what we're going to have. It says, be merciful even as your Father is merciful. He says, great answer. Wouldn't you like for me to be an instructor in a class? Because I'll help you find the end. You know who does that every day? He does. He sets us up, so on him, but it's on us. Notice I didn't put them out towards, right? And this is where it belongs, right here. So God, to meet the Lord, the best way to do that is to distribute what's been. You know what our marriages need? Mercy. You know what people on the job need? They shows up with a listening ear. Just listening to their needs, to their situation. Exciting tonight if the entire body of Christ would stop preaching, which I'm not doing that tonight. I am teaching, correct? And we would just go out. Y'all ready to go to work? We're going to have a little bit of background music in just a moment. Okay, you're going to stand up. No, let's make it easy this first round, okay? Everybody say round one. Okay, don't you feel better? I want you to find, you can't talk to yourself. How many know that's dangerous? Especially if you're, give you all the mercy that you need, okay? Okay, so what we're going to do is this one. So if you're not by someone, find someone. Please don't say, I'm sitting alone and I'm talking to God. Okay? That could be scary. All right? I mean, that might even bother him. So here's what we want to do tonight. We want to hook up with someone near us and share, listen, 30 and 30, 30 seconds, 30 seconds on how mercy has touched your life. Because if it hasn't, then it can't touch theirs, right? Y'all ready? Go to work. Go to work. Find someone. Good. You're going to talk about mercy. You're going to listen while the one is sharing about mercy, and then they'll stop, and then you're going to share how mercy has touched your life. Okay? Man, we've already eaten up 20 seconds. Okay, now flip it. Now you become the listener and let the other person share on how mercy touched your heart. Nice job. I see in the back where there was a linking up. Good job. Father, we thank you and we extend mercy tonight. We give to others what you've given to us. We give people mercy. Let's go inside 10 seconds. Excellent. Just talking about mercy. High five the individual and say whatever you would like to say besides be quiet. Okay? Good job. Mercy. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, now store that somewhere because you want to be a winner tonight, right? Yes? Okay. I know there's a philosophy that started years ago at the middle school level by all means. Perhaps even earlier, everybody's a winner. Well, why didn't that show up? Why didn't that show up in athletics? Why didn't that show up in a lot of other areas? Okay? It's nice to declare that, but then you have to walk in that, yes? So now put away somewhere in a safe place what you've just learned about someone here in regards to mercy. Share this quote with you. We're going to go to phase two. Are you ready? Abraham Lincoln said this, I've always found that mercy bears richer fruit than strict justice. I wasn't thinking of that quote this morning when that situation took place on our campus and the school resource officer was there and, you know, he's going to handle the law. You're always going to be around law people. Hello? Who do not know how to extend mercy. And I'm hearing some chuckles down here in the front because he would definitely understand. The particular individual said, if Mr. Weber wasn't here, this would be cut and dry. If there was no cross, it would be cut and dry. We would only have the law of the old covenant and it would be cut and dry. But because of the cross, God justified us a little bit of teaching here. God justified us and those outside the kingdom to come on in. So we got to take what we have out there, okay? Because that's where the battlefield is. Are you with me tonight? I've always found that mercy bears richer fruit than strict justice. Turn to somebody and say, I'm loaded. We're talking about fruit. I'm loaded. I'm loaded. I am loaded. I am loaded with mercy. Tomorrow someone's going to tap into that. Release it. I bet you're going to remember it when you go, oh, yes, I remember. Pastor said that last night. I'm loaded. They're tapping. I need to release what they need. And the word is what? Mercy. Let's go to the second one. We're going to also look at the importance of walking in grace. How many know one links to two? If you're not a merciful person, you're not walking in grace. And you won't distribute that either. So God wants us to be merciful, then God wants us to be able to show grace. And I know many of you have heard this, and I'm not teaching on that tonight. All of you, most of you probably have heard, grace means God's riches at Christ's expense. Great statement, but I think that's got to be broken down even more so that we can understand how expensive it really was. Okay? And we really don't know how expensive it is until we do what he did. And then it becomes expensive. Pearls are not cheap. Jesus talked a lot about that. John chapter 1 verse 14 says, and the word became flesh, dwelt among us. That word would be Jesus Christ, correct? And we've seen his glory. Glory is the only begotten Son of the Father, full of, wow, there's that plenteous concept again, full of grace and truth. God is full of grace. You know what he wants us to be full of? Grace. Interesting in the picture of the full gospel, and I believe in the full gospel and being full of the Holy Spirit. I've been around people that are full of the Holy Spirit and empty in grace. Something's wrong with that equation. That's math again. If we say we're full of the Holy Spirit, but we don't have much grace, I'm not sure what spirit we're talking about. Maybe full of ourselves, but not full of grace. Because if we're full of grace, we are going to be full of what he was, and that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here to dispense grace to other people. Sometimes what you're full of, which is grace, you need to show towards yourself. And then you can extend it to the parameters around your life. Does that make sense? The next scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 and 9. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this. How many have ever done that? Get this off me. I have had it enough. Okay? I think sometimes we like to look at this particular verse and we think like Paul was just like having a great time. He was not having a great time. And he was basically saying, I want this off of me. So he's asked three times that it would leave. But God says, my grace is sufficient for you. Power is made perfect in weakness. Have you ever noticed that people want power when they're doing just fine? God says power is for those weak moments, those weak times. That's when he says, my grace is sufficient. You've got everything you need. It's there. It's available. It's in your cupboard. Open up the doors and look. Grace abounds. In fact, Paul went on to write, you know this verse very well, right? Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. So we should all go to sinful places where they are. Not to produce sin, but to release grace. Hello, we're not going to be here that long tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to see who the winners are. So I'd like for you to stay connected, and I want you to see that if you truly believe that verse, then you really are out in the marketplace. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. You'll never know that until you are there. Does that make sense? I can't remember his name, but there was one particular servant of the Lord years ago that God actually called him to go into bars and into the red light district to dispense grace Now make sure God's called you there, or you might end up like Lamar. I thought I'd just put that out there for you. Some of you are looking at me like, who's Lamar? Uh-huh. Lamar Odom. I mean, it's all over the news. Come on now. If the Lord didn't ask you to go there, you might want to hold up a little bit. Make sure you're playing at the level He wants you playing. Okay? Let me put it this way. If you want to be a prize fighter, some of you are really focused in, and that's cool. If you want to be a prize fighter, you don't start your first fight with a guy like Muhammad Ali. I mean, that's really ridiculous. It would be good to start down here and build up. It's the same thing in regards to carrying grace to a sinful world. You don't go, yes, I think I'm going to go to the worst. Make sure He told you that. Because you will probably come home in a hurry with a lot less on you of grace and a lot more on you that shouldn't have been there to begin with if you hadn't been where you weren't supposed to. Are you here tonight? God's word says, my grace is sufficient for you. So whatever situation you're in, God has what you need. Tap in and let it flow. Does that make sense? Let God's grace flow to others. Are you ready? Round two. Oh, He's going to get us moving this time. As the music starts, here's your assignment. This time, I want you to hook up with someone you haven't talked to tonight. And I want you to share with somebody. I mean, you're going to have to move. I want you to share with someone. You don't need to mention someone's name, but give them a situation where you need to extend God's grace. Whoops. They're already ready. Stand up. Everybody standing. We're on the back side already. We only got one more to cover. Go find someone. Talk to them and then switch it every 30 seconds for a minute on the grace that someone needs in your life. You're going to give that away tonight. Go to work. That was cool. Thank you. Still got a few moments. I was just saying thank you to the individual that came and shared. Awesome. You're talking about grace. Yes. Wow, that's cool. That is incredible. Let's go inside 10 seconds. Man, that is cool. Awesome. Wow. Wow. Incredible. 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 All right, give somebody a high five and say, He is sufficient. He is sufficient.
Hey, give Francis power of healing. I wish you were here tonight.
Amen. He's an awesome, awesome healer. Incredible. This is incredible. You're doing fine, and I don't want to rush you. I really want you to feel comfortable in these exercises that we're doing. So you may be sitting there going, you know, I've noticed over the last few Wednesdays, you've been doing this a lot. Because the more we practice this here, the more comfortable we'll be out there. Okay? And if you've noticed, the church is kind of, I don't mean this house. I'm talking about the body of Christ. We know how to come in and sit down. And we absorb, but we don't release. So we want to do some modeling in here on what it's like to talk about God's mercy in a comfortable fashion, same with His grace. And then watch this. I promise you, before Sunday, you're going to have an opportunity to do both of those. Before Sunday. Probably before tonight's over, we're going to get to work on the last one. Something will go haywire at the house. Hello? Something will go silly at the store. Come on. Or at the gas pump. Or over at McDonald's. And you have a delightful moment to go, ooh, it's not mercy, it's not grace, but now I got to extend some love. In just a moment, before we do that, let me give you a couple other scriptures. We're doing great with our time tonight. Hebrews 4:16 says this. In fact, I was getting ready to move away from it, but I want to expose something tonight so that you will hasten to the throne room. Many of us, perhaps when we were growing up, had a tendency to shy away from family or from authority figures, especially in the generations like which you were growing up in. How about that? I turned it on you, didn't I? Because you know how that used to be. But I'm going to give you a verse to where we're going to open up something to where you will feel comfortable to come absolutely into the presence of the greatest authority figure of all time. God himself. Check out this verse. You ready? Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come shamefully, not at all, boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It's not talking about arrogance. It's not talking about arrogance or being cocky, but there's a boldness that he's my father. I can approach him through his son. I have a relationship, and if you don't model that, it's going to be real tough for you to see that happen in your children. But if you can begin to develop a boldness in coming before the Lord, and not none of this, let me explain to you this way. Had a student the other day, I got to make sure I tuck this properly, who has all kind of accommodations. Walked up to one of the teachers and said, I don't think you're meeting my accommodations. So therefore, I think you should. Well, that just didn't sit well with the teacher, who quickly made it real. I'm going to leave it right there. And then later he came to me, the teacher came to me and said, I'm going to let you know what happened. I said, you're fine. I said, that was a knucklehead move. But by that student, hello, we make knucklehead moves sometimes too. We don't really understand how awesome he is, and we just come barging in, not with boldness, but with some of that accommodation stuff or a sense of entitlement. That's really what that student was doing today. And that just lit that teacher up. Why are y'all looking like, huh? Come on. You all know that stuff happens? Okay? Here's an adult, here's a student, young teenager, letting them know all about it. Think about God, the God of the universe, and I come in there with all that nonsense. Not good sometimes. Would you agree? See, I didn't say you did that. I said, I do that. Last verse, Hebrews 12:15. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God. That's all the verse I want off that scripture. See to it that no one fails to get a picture of grace from you. All right? Close your eyes. I've got basketballs, baseballs, and tennis balls up here. And Corey's with me tonight. I don't have anything up here. Close your eyes. No music. Okay? This isn't yoga or anything else. I want you to picture in your mind's eye someone who needs grace. And they're going to obtain it from you through your life. Have you got them? If you've got it, nod your head and open your eyes. Scripture, good job. Scripture speaks a lot about using what God's given to us, our skill sets. The church has been dormant on imagination. Michael Jordan understood imagination and using mental pictures and imaging things. That's what I was just asking you to do. because you're under the canopy of God's mercy, God's grace. Nothing can infiltrate that. Now you have an opportunity to close your eyes and go, well, I can just picture, like I just closed my eyes and just like that, an individual came immediately to my attention that they need to obtain from me what I received from him. And the word is grace. See how easy it is in this class? I'll even help you get the answer. As we move to the last piece, let's look at one quote before. Let's go back over it. We've talked about mercy. We've talked about grace. And now we're going to talk about God's love. You ready? Before I do that, listen to what Dr. Tozer said, one of the great writers from days back. The cross is the lightning rod of grace that short-circuits God's wrath to Christ so that only the light of his love remains for believers. Aren't you glad he took the lightning rod? Watch this. They don't deserve it out there either. God hit them with a bolt of lightning. They don't deserve that. People outside the kingdom, outside of Christ, they deserve what you have. Okay? And I don't want you to come in here on a Wednesday night. By the way, what a great turnout tonight in the middle of the week. I want you to come in here going, this is a class moment. Class. I don't mean classy. Class moment. I'm capturing this information, and I want to make sure that no one out in my sphere of influence is ever touched with the lightning rod. They're going to always get God's mercy, God's grace, and now God's love. Because all of God's wrath was poured out on Christ. He's not interested in putting wrath on you or those individuals out there, regardless how many times they have failed. Are you here tonight? So we have got to stop putting our noses up like they're not there, because they are there. And they're not going away, because they deserve what you carry. Last, walk in love. John 15:9 says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. That means stay put in your relationship to Jesus Christ. Okay? Know your parameters. Know who you are in Christ and stay in there. Okay? Can I use this as an example? And I'm glad he's not quarterbacking anymore, because he shouldn't. When Cardale Jones gets outside the pocket, God have mercy, because he's just not doing it. But if he could stay inside the pocket, he's a lot more effective. Okay? Does that make sense? Joe Montana was a pocket passer. Johnny Unitas, that'll take me way back. Johnny was not a runner. Johnny Unitas needed the pocket. No, this is not about sports. We need the pocket. We need to stay in the pocket of God's love. That's what the word abide means. Stay in the pocket. Stay in there. That's where the safety is. Okay? Does that make sense? Stop crowding the plate. I see some baseball people in here tonight. Don't crowd the plate, because that pitcher feels like he owns the plate. I'm trying. Don't mismanage God's love. Don't take it for granted. Every pitch won't be a fastball. There will be some curves in life. How you stay in the pocket, how you handle being not on the on-deck circle but in the batter's box, will determine how effective you're going to be. Okay. Stay in the pocket. Let me jump. Galatians 5:13. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. That takes me back into the rainbow days. I know they're back. Back into the Woodstock days. Back into all those hippie days. Because when they heard freedom, man, that meant gate wide open. That's not what God's word is about in regards to God's love stimulating us. Come on. You were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. But through love, serve one another. You're doing a great job in here. Let's take it outdoors. Let me leave right this minute. We're doing a great job serving in this house. But what we've got to do is now let's go serve people who can't stand everything that they don't understand about God. Hello? Let's go serve them. Let's serve them in ways that no one else has ever considered serving. Okay? Does that ring a bell tonight? Two other verses, and then we're going to do our last assignment. Ephesians 4:2 says, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Love is going to produce a new level of humility, more gentleness, a new level of patience. That's love. Love is not to be spoken only. Love is to be demonstrated. Does that make sense? Yes? Okay. It's nice when I tell my wife I love you. It's nice if we go to a marriage conference. Nice. But if I don't activate that, that's not nice. Does that make sense? Love has to be demonstrated, not just spoken. Let's get ready to go demonstrate God's love to people who don't even care. Does that make sense? God's love. Let me explain to you this way. On Monday, Robin and I are going to celebrate 30 years together. Seems like just yesterday. I just said that for the fun of it. But at times it does seem like, wow, so quick. So what I've been doing, gentlemen, just a suggestion, perhaps you create your own, but be thinking. As we move to that mile marker, every day for a week, she's getting an anniversary card and a gift every day this week. To demonstrate, I just want to have fun for a second. Let's go to bed. No. Boy, look how hard you guys got. I did that intentionally. Of course not. Ladies, you know that if we do that, you might as well put a refrigerator with an ice box in there. No, not at all. Not at all. But you're building up. Of course we're building up. Always building up to a very special moment. But there's got to be preparation when you roll out love. Robin doesn't need to hear me just say, I love you. She needs to see me demonstrate that on purpose with a price tag. Hello, man. Yeah, there you go. That is value that we talked about on Saturday. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. The best thing that could happen with Forward Church, we're at the finish line, is that people out there say, man, they really care about each other. Man, they really care. It's not fake, it's authentic. Watch this. And it doesn't start in here, it starts in your home. Because if I'm not real and authentic with all of the bumps and all of the stuff that comes with it, if I'm not real in the home, it will never show up here. So I'm wanting you to practice something tonight. I want you to practice, and don't say praise the Lord, okay? Because I put my Bible. I want us to practice mercy, grace, and love at home. And then I want you to roll it down the driveway in a vehicle, and I want you to take it with you tomorrow. And I want you to dispense mercy, grace, and love. And we got to do that. Tomorrow may just be a little snippet of all three. For some of you that are heavyweight fighters in the kingdom, you know, you can really do it like Muhammad Ali. Your foot speed is phenomenal. You've got quick hands. God may be asking you to give all three levels to one person. That's heavyweight right there. Mercy, grace, and love. Yes? Okay. Have you got it? Okay. Last assignment, and we're done. But then we're going to find out who the winner is tonight. And I know, we're all middle school students. Everybody's a winner. Everybody gets trophies. Well, go tell Alabama that. I just put that out there for a moment. Do you think that they're going to repeat? Not really. College football is too tough. It's easier to get there than to stay there. Watch this. It's easier to sit in here for just these few moments and have a few light moments with it than it is to absolutely take this out there and deliver it. God is looking for some mailmen and ladies who will deliver brand new packages of mercy, grace, and love. You're on assignment. Actually, the Bible says we are called ambassadors. They're not impressed because we can pray in the Spirit. That doesn't impress them. What impresses them is when you release what they need, mercy, grace, and love. Yes? All right, you ready? Background music's coming up. Here's what you got to do. Are you good? We're not going to have husband and wives do this. Oh, no. What you're going to do is this. You're going to get in a group of five. Are you good? You're going to get in groups of five. That's going to be fun to see how this numbering system goes. And you're going to share how you've had a moment in your life up to now to release love into the life of someone. Be amazed at what God's going to do here in 2 minutes. 2 minutes for this. Ready? Go. Stand up, find five. No one can be outside five. If their numbers are such, we may actually go bigger than five. Now you got to look for people. Get five. Get five. Good. Good. We've done ones, we've done twos, and now we're going five. Okay, here's what we're going to do when you get in your group. You're going to share a moment in time when you were able to extend God's love to a person and what it did for that individual. Okay? Ready? Go. This is my walk around moment. Poking in. Just poking in. Awesome. Go 30 seconds. Wow. Father, we really thank you tonight for what you're doing in each of these groups. Father, we exalt you and give you praise for the lives that are being touched and how we're so comfortable to share. Thank you, Father God, that we're going to go out and share life stories with others. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's kind of finalize, and then we'll kind of regroup and see who winners are tonight. But to be receptive to being a winner, you got to be here on Sunday to get your gift. Awesome. Awesome. Incredible. Awesome. Wow. Incredible. 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 What we're seeing right here that's taking place is actually the fulfillment of everything I wanted to see happen tonight. We were building, we were building, we were building, and now you look and see how it's mushroomed. Yep. Yep. Incredible. Yep. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, if we can all come back together. Yep. 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 Outstanding. Would you give the Lord praise tonight for what's happened in here? My goodness. Now as we close tonight, we're going to have a little bit of fun here. We've had fun all along. Now we're going to see who our winners are. And it's just incredible to see the hugs and the connecting that's going on. What you've experienced is exactly what they're longing for out there. They're longing for that. And seeing our men working together up here, while that was touching, to step over and to hear what was going on, and then the testimony back there, and then over here with the it was incredible. Did you notice also that I had to keep asking you to come back together at the end? But it wasn't so much in the first round. It was more like, okay, I'm done. Let's go back and sit down. But it began to pick up momentum. It was beginning to build. And that's what God's doing. He's building in this house the ability for us to take it out there and give it away. Okay? All right. Let's see if we can have one, two, three, at least four winners tonight. Real quick. All right? Can I have a gentleman on this wing through here, one of the men, be able to come to the front and share a defining moment from tonight? One of the men. Awesome. Good. I want you to share, and let's do it in 30 seconds. I've got to get you out of here before midnight. Right here, we're going to need one of the ladies to come and share a defining moment. A defining moment for you. Because see, listen, if it's not well defined, it can't transition. It just stays here, dormant. Too many ministries are dormant. This is a defining moment, all right? And then back here, same thing. All right? It doesn't matter if it's a male or female. One of you to come in just a moment, a defining moment. And then here, a defining moment. We should have four winners tonight. But you don't get your award unless you're here on... Okay. Isn't that how God's playing? Everything's on the other side. You don't get it till you get there. I've been dealing with instant gratification at school. That's another time.
My wife and I were standing at Walmart. This has been probably a year or so ago. And it was a lady standing in front of us with some, I guess all I can say is they were urchins. But they were just misfortunate people. And she had some of the cheapest stuff you could buy to try and eat. But a lot of it, she didn't have enough money to pay for it. And she looked at me and I looked at her and I said, go for it. And that woman saw all three at one time. That, and it just, you know, we poured our love out, we poured grace out, it just poured out.
Would you give him a big round of applause? And Dane, you're one of our winners tonight, all right? One of the ladies here, a defining moment, this center section. We're on the clock. Come on, ladies.
A defining moment was the grace. When I heard grace, I thought of somebody who gets under my skin. But there's also those who don't know Jesus who need just as much grace as the people who get underneath our skin. And that just stood out to me.
Give her a big round of applause. She's our second winner tonight. Sunday morning, okay? We do the same thing. I do this with the students at school, and it's a way to get them to come back to school. Because we really struggle with attendance in our school. But these kind of things motivate kids. They're like, heck, I got a milkshake coming. I'm coming. I don't care about studying, but I'm getting my milkshake. Shakers has been doing great business in Bronson. Great. A defining moment. We've got two. Every one of you are winners, but these are the ones that we'll recognize, okay, on Sunday. And then they'll have a little gift. A defining moment.
Well, I was just experienced in our little group, Grace and Love. And this is something I feel like that as a church, in the community, we should always strive for. I was sharing, and I forget, you, Anita shared with us. We have a little dear lady in this community that cannot do for herself. So the simple things that we do for people in that we meet along the way in life means so much. And, you know, we have a vast amount of people out there in the world that watch us day by day. We have to walk that walk and talk that talk. We cannot go out there and just say on Sunday morning, go sit in a pew and, you know, have somebody come up and you know, give us a sermon, preach to us, share with us, and then go out, have dinner, and that's all we do that week. That is something we should never have in our lives. If we're going to be Christians, just go full force. Don't be play acting. You know, God wants us to be, what does he say? Go and spread the seed. You know, we just need to, as you know, some of these race car drivers say, you know, we're all in it. Pedal to the metal all the way.
Awesome. Give him a round of applause. Thank you, Mr. Privat. That's our third winner. Wow, all the way. Who do we have? Got to have another. Come on, Corey. Wow. Brings back great memories. Seeing Corey in the house tonight, wow. Man, lots of fun back in the day. Hooping and hollering and raising cane and sports and all that.
Yep. Yesterday, I can't really go into it. Something that was done to one of my family members. As of last night, I almost went there. They weren't in my vocabulary or anything.
Wow. Corey. Wow.
So.
Wow. 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 Whoa. 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 Man. How many could tag that and go, hey, I almost went there. Have you ever? I almost went there. Yeah, I almost went there. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. See how comfortable you are here? Take this comfort that you have here and let's go out there and share with those that are hurting so much, and let them know. I give to you mercy, grace, and love. I didn't deserve it. And if you watch me long enough, you know I don't deserve it. But what I've been given, I now give to you. And I give it freely. That's the call on each of our lives. When we do that, ladies and gentlemen, you won't have to be concerned. If you've been listening, we're pulling it all together, right? You won't have to be concerned about meeting the Lord. Because your life will demonstrate I'm His. Amen. Would you stand with me tonight?
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.